You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Baidu has faced a furious backlash after being accused of profiting from giving biased information to seriously ill users. Entertainment tickets were the most popular items bought on e-commerce sites in Australia last year, and Alibaba has opened a physical showroom where Chinese customers can view, sample, and buy items from foreign retailers. The Chinese internet giant Baidu is coming under intense criticism from furious users following the revelation that the company has been profiting from giving correct or biased information to seriously ill users. Baidu's Tiber service allows users to join discussion groups and chat with other group members, with posts and comments being moderated by an administrator. In recent days, it's been revealed that Baidu has been selling administrator roles for illness-related discussion groups to commercial medical companies, some of which are unofficial or unqualified. It came to light after one user complained that he had been removed as an administrator for a haemophilia group and that he had been replaced by another user who was now promoting an unqualified hospital and removing negative comments posted by other users about the facility. Baidu scrambled to save its reputation by announcing it would no longer sell administrator roles for illness-related discussion groups to medical entities, but it may be too little too late. Tens of thousands of people in China have pledged to boycott Baidu, and the topic has attracted over a million views on the social network Weibo, with some users branding Baidu's actions as evil. This could be good news for Google, which is rumored to be planning to re-enter the Chinese market. A study by Roy Morgan Research has revealed that tickets to shows, the cinema and events were the most popular items bought on e-commerce sites in Australia last year. Travel tickets and accommodation were the second most popular items, followed by women's clothing and books. Australia is a mature e-commerce market with a digital buyer penetration rate of 79%. The Australian e-commerce market was worth $19 billion last year, with this figure expected to rise to almost $21 billion this year to account for 6.3% of all retail sales in the country. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has opened a physical showroom where Chinese customers can view, sample, and buy items from foreign retailers. The showroom is 6,500 square feet in size and is located in the Tianjin Free Trade Zone. It contains over 1,000 of the most popular items sold by foreign retailers on Alibaba's Tmall Global platform. Items stored on the Chinese free trade zones are not subjected to the tariffs that normally apply to foreign companies selling products to Chinese consumers. China is a lucrative market for foreign retailers, with a population of over 1.3 billion and a wide-held perception of Western brands in particular being higher quality than products made in China. Alibaba is one of the most popular e-commerce sites in China. Tanzania's tourism board, the TTB, has said that it wants to engage in more international marketing activities but cannot afford to do so. Tanzania attracted just over 1 million tourists last year, the majority of these coming from Africa. The TTB said it wants to target more affluent markets such as the US, the UK and Germany in order to attract more visitors. To do this, it says it needs a significant boost in its funding. It currently receives around $2.3 million in funding from the Tanzanian government. However, this needs to be increased threefold in order to run an effective international marketing campaign, according to the TTB. Tourism generates an estimated $2.2 billion for the Tanzanian economy every year. And finally, the privacy-focused search engines Quant and DuckDuckGo have had a good year of user growth. The number of people using the French search engine Quant has more than doubled last year, with over 7 million people using the search engine on a monthly basis at the end of the year. DuckDuckGo also saw strong growth in 2015. It had 300 million monthly users by the end of the year, with a daily user base of almost 11 million people. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.